This is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. The 32nd State Senate District in Wisconsin consists of La Crosse, Vernon, Crawford, and a portion of Monroe counties. It's currently represented by Democratic State Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse. She won the seat after a contentious recall election last summer. Now, she's being challenged by former La Crosse County Republican Party Chair Bill Feehan of La Crosse. Both candidates join us today for a political forum. Welcome back. Our first question this half is about the middle class. We're hearing a lot about the middle class in this election season. How do you define the middle class? Does it need help? And if so, how? Bill Feehan, I believe you're first this time.
Well, the average or the median household income in La Crosse County is about $49,000 a year. So I'd say that's a pretty good definition of what middle class is in our area. And, you know, really what I'm hearing from those people is it's all about jobs. And so the question is, what can we do as a matter of state policy to help the small businesses that are the primary job creators for those people? And continually raising their taxes and putting more and more layers of regulation upon them is making their job much, much tougher. And that includes people like small family farms, the dry cleaner, the hair salon, the place that your car get your car fixed. What I hear from these people is that they feel like they're being crushed. And so I think we need to make sure that we're providing taxes that are competitive and regulations that make sense. And I'd encourage people to visit our website, feehanforsenate.com, and read about boxing watermelons. And this directly affects the Fifth Season Co-op in Viroqua, where they're trying to help locally grown farmers, you know, have a place to bring their produce, get it into the local distribution system. And because of a federal law passed last year for food safety, they're now being told that they have to box each watermelon individually. And it roughly doubles the cost of the watermelon. And it results in that next year they will not be accepting locally grown watermelons. So that's a great example of how overregulation can crush people that are just trying to find a way to make a living.
Senator Jennifer Schilling, who is the middle class and do they need help?
Well, I think, you know, generally most people consider themselves in the middle class, that a strong middle class means that we have a strong economy here in the state of Wisconsin. And when you're in the middle class, I mean, you're looking at finding affordable daycare for your children when you go off to work. You want to make sure that you've got strong local schools for your sons and daughters. You want to make sure that you've got access to health care for when you and your family becomes ill, or strong long-term care, affordable long-term care for your aging parents. Working middle-class families, working families, I mean, they just want to play by the same rules that everybody has. They don't want to have special rules for those who are in a different tax bracket. They just want to play by the same rules, level the playing field, and get ahead. They want to be able to send their kids off to college. They want to be able to maybe put a little bit away so they can go on vacation. I mean, they're hardworking people who right now kind of know the angst about possible, you know, pink slips and a soft economy, that they are concerned about and anxious about their job position. And we need to make sure that we turn the corner here in Wisconsin, that we are offering policies that are helpful to them, that are beneficial to them, help them if they need some financial aid for their sons and daughters to attend a university school or a technical school, to make sure that they can get in to get retrained in our technical schools, to make sure that if they are right now employed and have a couple years but don't have a degree, that they're able to go back and maybe go online through the UW flexible degree, that is something that the university and Governor Walker has put forward, so that they can get that certificate, that degree, that graduation component, so that they can better themselves and their family. So I do think that, you know, in the last budget we talked about shared sacrifice. A lot of that sacrifice came on the backs of middle-class families, working families here in the state, and that we need to do a better job of really asking everyone to pay their fair share.
Some people in the middle class aren't far from being in poverty. Are you concerned about this? What can you do to help the poor and eradicating poverty in Wisconsin? Senator Jennifer Schilling.
Yeah, just recently I was at a forum that talked about poverty here in Wisconsin and poverty in children. And it really is alarming that here in La Crosse County, we have the second highest poverty rate behind that of Milwaukee. And I don't think people recognize that. You know, talk to anybody in our schools and they see the impact of poverty in our schools. We have a very high percentage of free and reduced lunch, the kids that are eligible for that program here in our community. We have families who thought they would never see themselves utilizing Badger Care and find themselves looking for some of these safety net programs that they are now eligible for. And certainly we need to make sure that we give a hand up for those families who find themselves, no fault of their own, wanting to climb up into the middle class, wanting to lift themselves up with opportunities from higher education and worker training and better worker preparedness, and making sure that those kids have that security. Many families, we have a high rate of hunger security, food insecurity here. And as you talk to anybody at some of these food pantries, that they are seeing double-digit increases of the families that are coming in to get food, to be able to make sure that they have meals at the end of the month for their family. So we need to make sure in the last budget I talked about that earned income tax credit and the homestead tax credit that helps people that are low income on fixed incomes, give them some assistance in those programs so that when we talk about, you know, paying your fair share here in the state, that they've got some assistance there. But it goes back to, you know, jobs and education is that great equalizer here in this state, so that we need to make sure that we have strong schools here so that our sons and daughters can compete with kids in Sheboygan, in Ashland, in Racine, but also across this country in this global economy. And so as we look at poverty here, and as these kids are growing up in some very strained and challenging homes, education is that great equalizer, and we need to have strong local schools for those kids to go out and to be productive citizens.
Bill Feehan, poverty in Wisconsin.
Well, expanding government programs isn't the way that we're going to solve poverty and all the problems associated with it. And in fact, in the 1960s, the out-of-wedlock birth rate in the United States was 3%. Today, it's 40%. And we know that for each child born out of wedlock, it costs Wisconsin taxpayers between $30,000 and $40,000 a year. My view is that what we have to do is we have to adopt policies that are going to help our economy grow, help businesses grow, and create jobs for people. A job is still the best social program. And so the question becomes, what can we do to encourage businesses to grow, to help them, and to, allow them to grow and create jobs for people. And as I mentioned before, my opponent has consistently voted against legislation that particularly small businesses favored to help them. As I've traveled around, what I continue to hear is that regulation is overreaching. And a good example, a local company didn't have a particular piece of paper on file. But that piece of paper was on file with the local city government and the county government, but their DNR rep threatened to shut them down if they didn't produce that piece of paper. So they sent somebody out who spent 8 hours running around to gather up this information so that their company wouldn't be shut down. I think there has to be a more cooperative working relationship between our state's regulators and small businesses. And ultimately, that is the only solution to the problems we're facing. It's adopting policies that are going to help businesses grow and create jobs. And when we talk about raising taxes on people that make over $250,000 a year, people need to understand that that's not the paycheck that the business owner gets. They're paid a salary just like every other employee. What those tax rates do is they discourage reinvestment in their company because the risk-reward ratio isn't right. So lower taxes in exchange for closing loopholes is the answer.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, the 32nd District State Senate Candidate Forum. Democrat incumbent Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse and her challenger, Republican Bill Feehan of La Crosse. Our next question comes from another resident, this one in Viroqua.
I am from Viroqua and my name is Frank Wildingway. What would you do to improve the quality of rural Wisconsin life that is not divisive? How would you in particular support and see the arts as a motivating factor in creating revitalization of our small town, Wisconsin?
Bill Feehan.
Well, there's been a long-term situation where since the 1940s, fewer and fewer people are working in agriculture. In fact, it's declined. There's one farmer today for every 40 farmers there were back in the 1940s. So a certain part of this has been a long-term shift. And so I think we have to look at the challenges facing people that are in small farms in particular, and what are those challenges that are keeping them from being able to stay on their family farm. A lot of the federal aid today that goes to large corporate types of farming doesn't help these people. And the scale that's needed for them to farm traditional crops like corn and soybeans doesn't produce an income that they can live on. So a good solution here is the efforts that we're making in businesses like Organic Valley and Fifth Season Co-op to provide products that can produce an income that helps these people stay on their farm. And so it begins with having a strong farming economy in rural areas and those strong farm incomes supporting local businesses. And so that's where I see the opportunity, is to make sure that we're pursuing policies that are helping those family farmers get their products to market and ensuring that regulation isn't stopping them from being able to do that.
And Senator Jennifer Schilling, rural revitalization and the arts, too.
Well, I've talked about some of the investment in infrastructure that we need to do here in the state, and it's beyond just roads and bridges and rail and airport, but it is broadband expansion. And just recently, I was meeting with some volunteer first responders down in Crawford County, and many of them were having challenges to get online to complete their training, their testing for certification, because they didn't have access to broadband and the appropriate bandwidth that was needed down in rural Crawford County. So we need to make sure that we are expanding broadband and have appropriate bandwidth for our schools, our hospitals, our libraries. A couple hospitals here in the 32nd District are looking at building a new hospital or and adding a medical center. And that broadband is so key because it helps those cottage industries, who families and entrepreneurs that have ideas here that are rooted in the 32nd District and rural parts, they want to be able to connect to the internet and a global market for whatever product that they are selling, are building, are making. So we certainly need to do, I think, a better job of, and that's where we could help with sort of quality of life. That, and I spoke with another woman who traveled more than an hour for work, asked her employer if she could work from home a couple days a week. They said they could do it. However, she was like half a mile off of that internet connection that she needed. So I think that broadband expansion is one area that we could help with, improved kind of rural quality of life. But you talked about the arts, and that certainly is important. And we look at, unfortunately, due to cuts in our school budgets, we are seeing cuts in that art and some of those specials or extracurriculars, co-curriculars in arts. But as you look at a community like Viroqua, you look at a community like Richland Center that have a local theater that they want to revitalize, and you see that they bring in artists, they bring in it is that time that we can look at creating that economic opportunities through the arts that is important for the quality of life, if it's music or theater or other aspects of art.
Across the state, people say they are sick of partisan bickering and want politicians to just get along. Both of you haven't necessarily run the friendliest campaigns. So if elected, how will you ensure your constituents that you will work across the aisle and promote bipartisanship? Senator Jennifer Schilling.
Well, certainly as I go door to door, that is what people, they say, we would like cooperation. We would like to see bipartisanship. And we want you to be problem solvers. That within our own family, we have probably family politics. We have office politics where we work. But we need to come together and move this state forward. And we want people to offer solutions in a workable way. And the years I've served in the legislature, I've often found myself the minority within the delegation, that I was the lone Democrat with other Republicans. We put aside our party differences and always did what we want to do, what was best for the district, if it was dealing with an issue for the university here at UW-La Crosse, if it was an issue for one of our health care centers. Serving in the state Senate now, I have, when I was elected, I wasn't the most popular senator. I mean, I tell you, it was tough going through what we went through last year, but I was able to work with my colleagues and convince them on good public policy and Cooley Region common sense, that there were a couple of bills that made sense. I worked with them in a bipartisan approach, and they had hearings on the bills. We were able to get two bills through the state Senate. So, and I have worked with the colleagues on the Committee of Economic Development, where Republican bill that I voted for would have provided tax credit to businesses that hired unemployed workers. I've been working with my colleagues to help veterans obtain state professional licensures, and working with my colleagues across the state on the Minnesota-Wisconsin tax reciprocity issue. And that is one where that was not even a partisan issue. It's really more of a regional issue. And Democrats and Republicans along western Wisconsin, the Mississippi border, working with our counterparts in Minnesota to try to fix that Minnesota-Wisconsin tax reciprocity program, that which is right now kind of on hold, and to get that back so that people who work in one state and live in another state can file one form. It's less costly, it's less confusing, and find a way with the Minnesota Department of Revenue that really is a win-win for both states and taxpayers at the same time.
Bill Feehan, everyone working together.
Well, I think it begins with showing respect for people with whom you disagree and being willing to enter into a dialogue. I think that's how we get past arguments, is that we start talking with one another once again, and that's why I've pledged to try and schedule a meeting with all of our state senators, Republicans and Democrats, and to start talking and find out where we have agreement, where there's an opportunity to make progress. I'm very disappointed with the tone that Senator Schilling's campaign has taken. Just recently, they mailed out a very vile attack upon me over something that was distorted, grossly distorted, an incident where a charge was dismissed against me more than a decade ago. And just last year, she ran in a recall election against Senator Kopanky. More recently, in June of this year, she was campaigning on behalf of Kristen Dexter in another recall election in the Eau Claire area. So I don't know how she can say that she's going to bring a spirit of bipartisanship to Madison. This isn't the values that I think our area supports, and I've kept my criticisms to the issues, and I think that's what we need to do.
I'll allow each of you to ask each other a question, but since we're running short on time, we'll have 1 minute for each of the answers. Bill Feehan, I'll let you ask Senator Schilling the first question. And please keep the question short, too.
Sure. Well, my question is, being as you ran against Dan Kopanky in a recall just a little more than a year ago, and you were actively campaigning against for Kristen Dexter against Terry Moulton in June, and in view of these vile and gross distorted attacks that you've made upon my character, how can you say that you're going to bring a spirit of bipartisanship to Madison?
Well, first of all, Bill, violence against women is never acceptable. And you pled guilty in this case.
That is not true. I did not plead guilty.
You expect us to believe that you were innocent, and you were trying to portray yourself as a 52-year-old victim, when in fact the victim was a young woman who was physically assaulted. And last session, we saw an unprecedented attack on women's issues, dealing with birth control, cancer screenings, the repeal of the Equal Enforcement Law. And those changes made it more difficult for victims of domestic violence to seek justice. And I have stood up for women, for children in this state. I am proud of my record. And that was something that I believe the voters needed to know, because the balance of the state Senate may be in this Senate election right here. And you might be that 17th vote on some of those issues. And I believe that folks needed to know that, and that I am proud of my history of standing up for women and families in the legislature.
Senator Schilling, you can ask Mr. Feehan a question.
I do not have a question at this time.
All right. Well, I'll give each of you about a minute for your closing arguments. Senator Schilling, you can go first.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen, and WLSU for hosting our forum today. And I think it was beneficial talking about the issues that are on people's minds as they head towards November 6th. And I want to say thank the listeners for their confidence in me as I have represented them in the legislature, first in the Assembly and now a year in the State Senate. That it has been my honor and my privilege to represent the hardworking families here in Western Wisconsin. And we have many challenges before us in this state. And I think we in Wisconsin have always believed in the promise of a better tomorrow. And it is through shared opportunities, shared success, but also shared sacrifices. And we need to focus on the issues at hand, which is getting men and women back to work in this state. We need to focus on the fact that our schools have challenging opportunities with their budgets. But I will continue to stand for the folks here in Western Wisconsin and take the bipartisan collaboration that I have worked with in the past to Madison in the future.
And Bill Feehan, closing arguments, they're at about 45 seconds now.
Sure. Well, I'm a small business person. I started my first business when I was 27 years old. So I know what it is to struggle and to try and build something and the challenges that the government can place in your way. And I think we need people in Madison that have had that experience. So I believe that the solution to our state's problems is having more pro-growth policies, creating jobs for people, lifting them off the government safety net, and making them taxpayers. And I believe that we also need to have people that go to Madison and show civility towards the people with whom they disagree. And I'm asking for your support on November 6th.
And that concludes the Candidate Forum for Wisconsin's 32nd State Senate District Candidate Forum. Thanks Republican Bill Feehan of La Crosse and Democratic State Senator Jennifer Schilling, also of La Crosse, for joining us today. The election is November 6th. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse.